Now, let me move on. Verse 30, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. Now, actually, the crew, they're taking ship leave. Let me tell you, they've gone overboard. And I mean overboard. And they are leaving a sinking ship as rats leave it. That's exactly what the crew is doing. And they're doing something, of course, that they should not have done at all. And when they did that, Paul, verse 31, now Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. In other words, the only place of safety is in the ship, not forsaking it, not going overboard at all. It's a wonderful thing to trust the Word of God. Now, I think you have that message here. You remember the angel of the Lord had appeared to Paul, and Paul says, I believe God will save the crew, but you got to stay on board. You can't do this your way. You'll have to do it God's way. And it's a question of whether you believe God or not. Paul says, I believe God, and if you're going to be safe, you'll have to stay on shipboard. And again, it's a matter today of trusting God, resting in Christ today. So easy in these difficult, dark days to take matters in our own hands and desert the ship and go overboard and go over the hill, as they say in the army, and be a deserter. It's so easy to take that course thinking we'll save our lives by so doing. It's a matter of trusting Christ and resting in Him. Now, notice what happened. When Paul gave that information to the centurion is beginning to listen to him now, and the centurion have him cut the ropes of all the lifeboats they got there, and they have to stay on board. Let me read again verse 31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. In other words, they're to exercise good sense and not be foolhardy. That's a lesson that's right on the surface there. Now, verse 33, and while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that you've tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Now, as you well know, 14 days of fasting would weaken all of them. Now, Paul said, I want you to eat. This is a matter of sanctified sanity in the Lord's service. Now, they've fasted for 14 days, everybody. The pagans there, they did it because they were frightened. They were scared to death. But Paul has done this, and the Christians with him, because of the fact that they're doing this under the Lord. But now, they have reached land, and they need the strength. They use good sense. I think that probably in Christian work, we see less good, common, sanctified sense than in any other area of life today. How foolish people can be and at the same time say, well, I'm trusting the Lord. Well, my friend, he expects you to use some common sense, you see. If they had escaped from the ship at that particular time, they'd have been shipwrecked. And the very important thing is for them to stay on board. Now, he urges them here to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. Now, use common sense. The storm is over, and we've been brought through it. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Now, God has brought them through the storm. And this is a very wonderful thing. The fact of the matter is, this is Paul's prosperous journey to Rome. Somebody says, it doesn't sound to me to be very prosperous. Seems to me like he's out of the will of God. Oh, no, my friend. You remember another instance back in the Gospels when the Lord Jesus one night put his own in a boat and sent them across the Sea of Galilee and on the way over? Why, you will recall that he told them, go to the other side. And he sent them right into a storm. Now, don't say that he didn't know the storm was coming, because if you say that, you're denying he's God. And as God, he knew that storm was coming. He deliberately sent them into the storm.